said Maisie, a lazy bird hatching an egg.
I'm tired and I'm bored, and I've itched in my leg from just sitting here day after day. It's work. How I hate it. I'd much rather play. I'd take a vacation, fly off for a rest, if I could find someone to stay in my nest. If I could find someone, I'd fly away free.
Then Horton the elephant passed by her tree.
Hello,
called the lazy bird, smiling her best.
You've nothing to do, and I do need to rest. Would you like to sit on the egg in my nest?
The elephant laughed.
Why, of all silly things, I haven't feathers and I haven't wings. Me on your egg? Why, that doesn't make sense. Your egg is so small, ma'am, and I'm so immense.
Toot toot, answered Maisie. I know you're not small, but I'm sure you can do it no trouble at all. Just sit on it softly. You're gentle and kind. Come, be a good fellow. I know you won't mind.
I can't, said the elephant.
Please, begged the bird. I won't be gone long, sir. I give you my word. I'll hurry right back. Why, I'll never be missed.
Very well, said the elephant. Since you insist, you want a vacation, go fly off and take it. I'll sit on your egg and I'll try not to break it. I'll stay and be faithful. I mean what I say.
Toodle-doo,
sang out Maisie and fluttered away.
The first thing to do, murmured Horton. Let's see. The first thing to do is to prop out this tree and make it much stronger. That has to be done before I get on it. I must wear a tongue.
Then carefully, tenderly, gently he crept up the trunk to the nest where the little egg slept. Then Horton the elephant smiled.
Now that's that.
And he said, and he said, and he said, and he said. And he sat all that day, and he kept the egg warm, and he sat all that night through a terrible storm. It poured, and it lightninged, it thundered, it rumbled.
It isn't much fun,
the poor elephant grumbled.
I wish it'd come back, 'cause I'm cold and I'm wet. I hope that Maisie bird doesn't forget.
But Maisie this time was a far beyond reach, enjoying the sunshine way off in Palm Beach, and having such fun, such a wonderful rest, decided she'd never go back to her nest. So Horton kept sitting there day after day, and soon it was autumn. The leaves blew away, and then came the winter, the snow, the sleet, and the icicles hung from his trunk and his feet. But Horton kept sitting and said with a sneeze,
I'll stay on this egg, and I won't let it freeze. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%.
So poor hen sat there the whole winter through, and then came the springtime with troubles anew. His friends gathered round, and they shouted with glee,
Look, Horton the elephant's up in a tree.
They taunted, they teased him, they yelled,
How absurd! Old Horton the elephant thinks he's a bird.
They laughed and they laughed. Then they all ran away, and Horton was lonely. He wanted to play, but he sat on the egg and continued to say,
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%. No matter what happens, this egg must be tendered.
But poor Horton's troubles were far, far from ended. For while Horton sat there so faithful, so kind, three hunters came sneaking up softly behind. He heard the man's footsteps, he turned with a start. Three rifles were aiming right straight at his heart. Did he run? He did not.
Horton stayed on that nest, and he held his head high, and he threw out his chest, and he looked at the hunters as much as to say, "Shoot if you must, but I won't run away. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%.
But the men didn't shoot. Much to Horton's surprise, they dropped the three guns, and they stared with wide eyes.
"Look," they shouted, "can such a thing be? An elephant sitting on the top of a tree. It's strange. It's amazing. It's wonderful. You don't shoot him. We'll catch him. That's just what we'll do. Let's take him alive. Well, he is terribly funny. We'll sell him back to a circus for money."
And the first thing he knew, they had built a big wagon with ropes in the front for the bullies to drag on. They drug out his tree and they put it inside with Horton so sad that he practically cried.
"We're off!" the men shouted, and off they all went with Horton unhappy 100%.
Up out of jungle, up into the sky, up over the mountains 10,000 feet high, then down, down the mountains and down to the sea, went the cart with the elephant, egg, nest and tree. Then out of the wagon and onto a ship, out of the ocean, and oh, what a trip, rolling and tossing and splashed with the spray. And Horton said, day after day after day,
"I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, but oh, am I seasick? 100%.
After bobbing around for 2 weeks like a cork, they landed at last in the town of New York.
"All ashore!" the man shouted,
and down with a lurch went Horton the elephant, still on his perch, tied onto a board that could just scarcely hold him. Bump! Horton landed him. And then the man sold to a circus. Then week after week they showed him to people at 10 cents a pick. They took him to Boston, to Kalamazoo, Chicago, Oaxaca, and Washington too, to Dayton, O'Hare, St. Paul, Minnesota, to Wichita, Kansas, to Drake, North Dakota, and everywhere thousands of folks thought to see and laugh at the elephant up in the tree. Poor Horton grew sadder the farther he went, but he said, as he said in the hot, noisy tent,
"I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%.
Then one day, the circus show happened to reach a town way down south, not so far from Palm Beach, and dawdling along way up high in the sky, who of all people should chance to fly by but that old good-for-nothing bird runaway Maisie, still on vacation and still just as lazy, and spying the flags and the tents just below, she sang out, "What fun! I'll go to the show!" And she swooped from the clouds through an open tent door. "Good gracious!" gasped Maisie. "I've seen you before!" Poor Horton looked up with his face white as chalk. He started to speak, but before he could talk, there rang out the noisiest ear-splitting squeaks from the egg he'd set on for 51 weeks. A thumping, a bumping, a well-delayed scratching.
"My egg!" shouted Horton. "My egg! Why, it's hatching!"
"But it's mine!" screamed the bird when she heard the egg crack. The work was all done. Now she wanted it back.
"It's my egg!" she spurted. "You stole it from me! Get off of my nest and get out of my tree!"
Poor Horton backed down with a sad, heavy heart. But at that very instant, the egg burst apart, and out of the pieces of red and white shell from the egg he'd sat on so long and so well, Horton the elephant saw something wheeze. It had ears and a tail and a trunk just like his. And the people came shouting,
"What's all this about?"
They looked, and they started their eyes popping out. they cheered, and they cheered, and they cheered more and more. They'd never seen anything like this before. My goodness, my gracious, they shouted.
My word, it's something brand new. It's an elephant bird.
And it should be, it should be, it should be like that, because Horton was faithful. He said and he said, he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And they sent him home happy 100%.